We begin the Quran daf and sech the sugya of chambeis. We begin on now. Begin to his master. Begin with the Gemara. We're talking about that this meduvelelis is that you have a stick higher, a stick lower, which shleish v'sesachach. The schach is not flat. It's not equal. Lahashk v'sakonim zetzel to lay the sticks one next to the other. Now lechel amal lechel amal. One's higher, one's lower. Meterchach masum remitzlasa. And therefore, what's the problem? Oh, it's going to be more sun than shade. Hashmin masneid, namin rain, that's the chesh mishnah. We say rain, meaning we view it kosher, ilohim yishkom b'shava, if we'd be laying flat. B'shava equal, you have more shade than sun. So even though now the sun is creeping through because it's not equal, one's higher than the other, but if it was straight, it would be, so kshayz kosher, kash kach b'shava, because that's the Rashi explains. It says, Tosfos Mashmash Purusha, some of the correct interpretation. That when there is a gap, more than three tefachim, the b'fula abaye, that it's impossible, it's invalid according to abaye. Sounds like hanim tam chamas mitzlas. It's ultimately because you can have more sun than shade. It's the algemein psul. It's the general psul of chamas mitzlas. So it's like, it's not possible, because the given the ikai macham of rich kolad makes sense if the sun would be at noontime when it's on top of every single person's head. At that point, then the way you're describing it, it would be more shade than the sun, because then it's coming directly down straight in the line. So then you shouldn't invalidate the sun that comes from the side, from a diagonal, that is going to make it more sun than shade in the way you're describing it when it's not during noontime, because you even have at noontime, then it is going to be more tzalas merub b'chamasa. And the time it says, Rav, the reason mishum delay chashim schach letztarif ki agabna. It's just very simply, you cannot combine the schach in such a way because when you have a gap of three tzalachim. When you have a gap of three tzalachim, kolavu them, and it's like love is akolach. It's all like one. So it's not because of chamasa merub mitzalasa. It's just this. Can you see the schach combined? Regarding the beams of the house and the upper story. Stasis says that Mishnah Hebim Sechlis Olis Perikki Beis. It's a Mishnah, Sechlis Olis in the 12th Perik. And when the Gemara said it, but Tani Atlo, it's pricey. Stasis Pachy Shnu B'Tesept Olis. And this is how it's actually taught in the Septim Sechlis Olis. But Edrim, when we say this, that when you have that the low ones were like between the upper ones, and there's Tumma beneath it, that beneath it's all going to be Tumma, is B'Zman Shish B'Nim Pesech Tumma. If that you have between the lower ones, that it's the thickness of a tefach. I will embed in b'zech tefach, but if they're not, it's a tefach fig, but tachteh, and the tum beneath one of the lower beams, tachteh al tameh. Then beneath is going to be tameh. But al gabein ubinehen tar. That if there are vessels that are on top of them or between them, it's going to be tar. Which I'll tell you, can explain exactly what does this mean. Then the verse continues to explain that if the tum itself is beinehen, between the lower beam and the upper beam, oh, yes, al gabein, or the tum is found on top, so then kinegna l'rikiyah tummy. Then, opposite them, all the way up to the sky, is going to be tummy, but tachtei and tar, and beneath them, is going to be tar, because the beam itself is chetz in front of the tumma, because it's a tefach wide. And that's just the price. When we say that the tumma beneath, one of the beams beneath is going to be tummy, and what's on top is going to be tar, is b'zman sheish behen, b'zeh tefach. If the beams that have beneath it are with the tefach, well, it's not a tefach wide. Then tum b'kaz v'oila b'kaz v'red, and tum goes straight up, straight down, and everything in that path is going to be tameh. Now Tosfos explains this. V'hash tahach b'raisa. Now this b'raisa, sevid masdin kari, it's going on the sefer of the Mishnah. Now, to understand fully that what Tosfos is coming to say, is coming to disagree with Rashi, because according to Rashi, where it says in the b'raisa that if you don't have b'nim b'sech tefach, then tum is beneath one of them, b'tachter is going to be tameh. And b'neim agavon is going to be tahar. Rashi learned tachtel means beneath one of the lower beams. And the halacha is, it's going to be tummy what's over there, because the beam is a tefach wide. That brings a tumma to whatever's beneath it. Whatever's between the lower beams is going to be tahar, because we don't say chavat tummy, because the upper beams are not a tefach wide. When it says b'neihen, the intent is between the lower beam and the upper beam, because it's tumma where it's exactly lined up. And it's going to be tar, because since the lower beam is a tefach wide, so it's chetz b'fnei the tumma. When it says agabah is going to be tar, is when it's not going to be precise. And the reason is because the beam, since it's a tefach wide, it's chetz b'fnei the tumma. So it comes according to Rashi, the Rashi comes to explain the whole Mishnah, whether it's lined up or it's not lined up. According to Tosfos, he disagrees and he holds that the Rashi comes to explain only the save of the Mishnah. That's where it's not lined up. So according to Tosfos, the Rashi is explanation as follows. When it says tachter, it means to say beneath the lower beam, it's going to be tameh because the beam is a tefach wide, and the beams of Talmud is beneath it. Beinehen actually means between the lower beams themselves, not like Rashi, it says between the lower and the upper beam. And it's going to be tar because you don't say chavadrami. And because you don't have that the upper ones are tefach wide. Agabon means on top of the beam that's tummy beneath it, it's going to be tar because, like we said, because it's a tefach wide, it's chesed befnei the tummy. So that's what Tosis is coming to explain. He says it's on the safe of the Mishnah. Shal yoynes kebein ha-tachtayis. That if the upper ones were like the same amount as between, like it's every other one, that's the gap of the tachtainus, and you have tummy beneath them, beneath all of them is going to be tummy, which is the kshach tachtainus, imidzul is a bezer tevach, when the lower ones don't have between themselves a gap of a tevach, then it comes out, so the upper ones also don't have a gap of a space of a tevach. Shein kebein ha-tachtainus, because again, it's taking the space of what's between the lower ones. Hilkach kesheh tamah tachtainus, when there's tamah by the lower ones, meaning one, underneath one of the lower beams, which is a tevach wide, so tachtain, tamah beneath is going to be tamah. Shekol ha-achz v'achz mevi tamah kol, which one's going to be tamah on the whole area of its length. Shekol ha-achz v'achz mevi tamah kol, because ha-vi yesh b'achat tevach, because it has a tevach of width, which is the oil. But if an entire is between them, meaning between the lower beams themselves, it's going to be tar, given the emelion or rechat tevach, because the upper don't have a rechat of width of a tevach. Why mean the chavadrami? So we don't say chavadrami lachash va'abish mein atachnis. Just doesn't consider the ear on the bottom as if it's closed off, and if it's not contiguous, and if it's not going to continue. But gabay namitor also on the top of it's going to be tar. The chetzad b'fnei atumim because it's going to be chayis. It's not allowed to go up. The kimnish be'berech v'tevach because again it has a thickness of a tevach. But other common enterprises says when we say that b'mi is tumah b'chayis and that it brings tumah and it's going to be chayis kishish b'rech mishal tachnis tevach when the low one has a thickness of a tevach. But it does not have a thickness of a tefach. The inch of tumah tachtein, the inch of tumah gabein, so whether the tumah is beneath them or the tumah is on top, connected to the tumah tameh only, opposite the tumah is going to be tameh, but even the tar is going to be tar, because again, since the beam is not a tefach wide, so it's not going to be in the tumah anywhere else.